We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hard to connect with or understand what it's like to be behind bars, to be wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully anything by a system that at times feels like it is stacked against you, feels like the laws are stacked against you. But that is, in fact, what often happens right here in Allegheny County. Such was the case of four teenagers. We've been talking about this story for 2 days. So does the system need to be changed? Well, State Representative Summer Lee, the Democrat from Swissville, says, yes, it's time to reform the criminal justice system in our area. She's proposed several bills that would do just that. Welcome to the show, State Representative Lee.
Oh, I'm not going to call you Miss Lynn today.
Even though you got it in there anyway, didn't you? That's okay. You know, I have nothing but love for you. So talk to me. I mean, everybody's been talking about this case involving the four teenagers and the shooting case in the Hill District from 2017. But this is an issue that you had been in front of before that case even came to light.
Yeah, realistically, and let me just say, I'm not necessarily for reforming a system, because reforming implies that there is something that is not inherently bad about it or not inherently working the way it's supposed to be. Our system works the way it's supposed to be, so we don't want to reform it. We want a new one.
Okay.
But even when we talk about it feeling like it's stacked against people of color, feels like, you know, people of color can't get ahead and can't get a break in the system, you know, there's empirical data that says so. So it's objectively, you know, stacked against us. This isn't a feeling. This isn't an opinion. You know, these are objective truths that we've been dealing with, that we know throughout the history of this country is the case. And when we look at Allegheny County specifically, and we look at the treatment of black and brown and poor people in this system, you know, you can't turn a blind eye to it. It's there. It's in our faces. And it's something that everybody should be alerted to right now before these four boys, but especially now considering them.
Now, when you say that the data is there, so I've been using the figure that African-American teens are 20 times more likely than white teens to be prosecuted as adults. That's huge when you look at the differences between the juvenile system and the adult system. Yes. What other numbers can you give us? Because, you know, there are people in our audience that, you know, they'll argue with you up and down until you give them actual numbers.
Give them a number. You got to give them a number. That's fine. They have Google also. Which is where I found this information. But that 20 times more is an incredible number to me. It's also the same number that we had for black youth being more likely to be sentenced to life without parole.
Mm.
So these are 20 times more likely in Pennsylvania, which makes us the state with the highest disparity, either right by California or actually ahead of California. So Pennsylvania is the worst state for black youth under the criminal justice system, the juvenile justice system. But this is also not just kids who are going to jail because they killed somebody. These are kids who are going to jail being sentenced to dying in prison as 14, 15, 16-year-olds because they were an accomplice, because they were in a car with somebody who did something, because they were with somebody who did something. So when we look at that, it's unconscionable.
Yeah, and you know
what? Also, I mean, there are other numbers when we think about black and brown folks being sent to ACJ, you know, 12% of the population, but sometimes 30% of the population in the criminal justice system. When we think about drug charges, black and brown people are not more likely to use drugs, but they are more likely to be punished because of it.
Mm-hmm. So when you say we don't want to reform the system, so do we scrap the whole thing and start all over again? I mean, how do we fix this?
Yeah, that's a really complicated question. But I do think that we have to at least approach it. Whether you are of the mind that we need to reform it or scrap it, I think that our approach has to be at least understanding the nature of the system. You know, we can't have any disillusions about that. The system is working the way it was supposed to work. The system is inherently racist. And because it is inherently biased, inherently discriminatory, we need to consider other ways of doing things. So even if we talk about mass incarceration, we have to talk about the fact that the United States has the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. There are over 190 countries in this world, and we have the highest. So why are we more inclined to send someone to prison, and why are we inclined to send them there for harsh sentences? That is inherently, you know, corrupt. That is inherently, you know, not rehabilitative, but we're just punishing people, and sometimes we're punishing people who are innocent, like these boys. So when we look at the flaws in the system, they are more often than not. These aren't one-offs. These aren't outliers. These are situations that happen over and over again. So, yeah, I think we need to fundamentally rethink the way we think about crime, rethink the way we think about punishment versus rehabilitation, think about the way that we're treating folks who come in contact with the system. A lot of people who come in contact with the system are victims themselves. They are people who have been starved of resources and opportunity. Why are we creating a system where people have to go to jail in the first place?
Now, there have been a lot of calls recently for a change in the district attorney's office. And one of the reasons that people say they're calling for a change is because so often District Attorney Stephen Zappala's reaction response to things is, well, that's what the law calls for. I'm doing this within the bounds of the law. And there doesn't appear to be any wiggle room there.
Yeah, there's almost never any wiggle room when it comes to black and brown folks. But that's just not true. There's a lot of discretion. Unless it is a mandatory minimum, which we know are inherently biased. But when they aren't mandatory minimums, just lots of discretion for sentencing, for whether somebody is going to be brought up on charges in the first place, because we know that they find some wiggle room when it comes to police officers. So why is it that they're not finding wiggle room for teenagers who all had alibis? You know, for teenagers in the Woodland Hills School District who are being charged with...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.